Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 series. I'm Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we are incredibly excited. We have a distinguished guest in the world of franchising joining us, someone with decades of experience in franchising. And I am personally excited to have the opportunity to pick his brain on the history of franchising, where he sees the industry going in the next decade, and then, of course, learn about his company that has actually 10 different franchise brands. So definitely excited to get to that. First, we, of course, have to do a little plug for ourselves. Who the heck is Fran Coach? We are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. You're tuning in. We know that's you. Let's talk. We are partnered with well over 500 of the top franchisors in the country. And our goal is to help educate people on franchise ownership and then help them find the best franchise to own, which may be one of the ones this guy is representing and in charge of. So our guest today is the CEO of United Franchise Group, Mr. Ray Titus. Ray, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, Tim, thank you for having us and having me on this podcast. I'm really, really excited about sharing, insights to franchising and our backgrounds, and very good to meet you as well.
Absolutely, and you've been in the franchising world for a couple days now, right? Maybe a week or two, cool story, kind of from the whole family aspect with you, and we've got a lot of things we want to talk about. United Franchise Group, a couple of cool things that you guys are doing. So hopefully you're ready for that. But start off, just give us the scoop on Ray and kind of your journey into the world of franchising.
Well, thanks, Tim. We have a different journey here. Obviously, everybody's is a little different, but mine, this company started in 1986 when I was 23 years old with the first Sinorama store in Long Island in Farmingdale. But I had a huge head start in life. My dad is Roy Titus, and he started Minuteman Press, the printing franchise, in the 70s. And I learned franchising from him so much that my eighth grade school paper was how to start a franchise company. And so I learned that, came out of college, went to work with him. We found the sign business, opened up the first store, ran that successfully, started franchising the next year, and we've never looked back. I mean, 36 years later, we have 10 brands, 1,600 franchisees in 80 countries worldwide. We're also a family business now. I'm 59 years old, or as I tell them, 59 years young today and as we go. But I've got three boys in the business, AJ, Austin, and Andrew. I've got three nephews in our business. That's Brady, Shane, and Dustin. And so we've got truly a family business here. And I've got a ton of employees that have been with us for 20, 25, and 30 years in the organization. So we've built this organization up over 36 years organically and built it and grown it. There are some businesses we're partners with certain individuals, but most of them we started and own ourselves and run them ourselves. And we're still, while we're a big company, we're still a family run company, if that makes sense, Tim.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I loved kind of hearing that again, but knowing not to that extent, the family side of things. I'm a first generation franchisor, right? Person, but my 8-year old literally went to school today with his franchising 101 hoodie. So we're getting him indoctrinated into this world and the family side of it, and just getting the exposure at such an early age,
sure,
for the kids. And because I'll be honest, like you're different, I think, and unique in a lot of ways, because most people we work with, and I'm sure you too, you just kind of stumble into franchising. You don't know anything about it until you get in it. And then like you and your family, once you're in, you don't get out. So very, very cool from that family perspective. So you kind of grew up around it.
I think the idea of, for me, that hit home for me in franchising was not only the proven way of doing business and being able to do that, but to help people achieve their goal of owning and running their own successful business. And to see that year after year after year, develop those relationships with those people, it's so rewarding. And financially, we do very well. But more importantly, the relationships that we build in the industry have just been phenomenal.
Yeah, no, without question. I think that's maybe my favorite thing, a little over 7 years in the industry of just kind of like opening people's eyes to franchising, right? It's not just McDonald's and Taco Bell, right? There are so many other things out there, and this is attainable, or much more so than I think people realize. Certainly, I had no clue before I started. Talk me a little bit about United Franchise Group, right? You've basically since diapers have been around franchising, right? So how did kind of with all of the things in your background, starting your own franchise, how did you get into then forming United Franchise Group?
Well, Tim, it kind of happened over years of building a successful business. I mean, when we first started, we were just Signorama, and that was the first 12 years, we were just focused on building and growing a great franchise company, and we wanted to diversify and expand our operations. And we found that promotional products and shirts and caps and jackets was an area that was not being sold by Signoramas in for the most part. And so we started EmbroidMe. And since I've changed the name to Fully Promoted, because we got more into the promotional product side of things, and have about 300 of those, and started another one. And then we started looking like NASCAR racers, with the different logos on our shirts. And so we decided we had to come up with a new name. And I was at a franchise owner convention giving a presentation on getting back in front of your customers face to face. And I was showing a commercial from United Airlines that was this commercial where they was passing out plane tickets to everybody to go out and see customers. And it was hitting home for everybody to get back out face to face with customers, right? And so as it was playing, I saw the words United and thought United Franchise Company, right? And so I called my attorney and he said, United Franchise Group would sound much better and bigger than United Franchise Company. So I said, okay, that sounds good. And we got United Franchise Group. And so that's literally how that we became an umbrella name for all of these other brands that were running, and so that we could promote United Franchise Group.
That's awesome. So now it's quiz time, right? So there are 10 brands within United Franchise Group. Can you name them?
Very, very easily, because I kind of do it in order, a lot of times or close to it. So we've got our retail brands. It's Signorama and Fully Promoted. We've got our technology or newer ones, which is Network Lead Exchange and Prevere. We have Transworld Business Advisors, which is a business brokerage. We have Venture X, which is our co-working franchise. We have our food division, which is The Great Greek, John Smith Subs, and Gray's Craze, which is charcuterie boards and boxes, which has gotten very, very popular. We also have a company called Accurate Franchising, and Accurate Franchising actually turns people's ideas and businesses into a franchise. So we do some of that as well here at United Franchise Group, and have a lot of other companies like Franchise Real Estate that finds locations and negotiates leases. We've got Franchise Mart, which is our website. It's a third-party website that we promote out there for franchising. So a lot of other services that we provide as an organization as well.
Awesome. So you've got the, a lot of times you'll see kind of in a niche when there's a group, you guys are like very, very diversified, right? With the retail, the non-retail. Talk about maybe some of the synergies or some of the things that having all those different brands, kind of the resources within United Franchise Group that were there to really help your franchise owners succeed.
Well, Tim, we started out being really focused on business retail with Signorama and Fully Promoted, right? And so we were really focused on that area, and that served us well. And I have to admit, I'm a recovered hypocritic, and because I used to always say I'll never get into food, okay? But after going to all the franchise shows, after spending so much time in franchising and realizing that 40% of the franchising is the food industry. We could never be one of the bigger players in franchising if we didn't embrace food. And so I did have to change that. And we added food and have done well with our food division in growing and expanding it. So I think the idea is we have established what we call the UFG ecosystem. And basically what we do is we promote all of our brands to all of our brands. So when a Great Greek opens up, guess who does the signage? Signorama. Who does the uniforms? Fully Promoted. When a Transworld opens up and they want to get an office, we try to get them to go to VentureX, right? There's nothing in their contracts that says they have to use our brands. But we get them to utilize the UFG ecosystem because everybody benefits from that. Then we get all our employees, we get all our vendors and our suppliers, and we're promoting the UFG brands in the ecosystem for everybody, which strengthens every single one of the brands. So while other people in franchising on the outside, they look at, you know, they look at Neighborly or they look at these other Yum brands, which are specifically focused on home services or food, that's worked for them, and that's great. For us, we see the synergy with the food business and the uniform business. We see the synergy with the food business and the sign business and everything else that we do. So we look for good synergy among our brands and promote them in the UFG ecosystem.
Well, that's awesome. And just having, if you've got a particular area where maybe there's, you don't have all 10, but maybe you've got two or three franchises in that location and here comes the fourth, to me, they at least have they've got three other buddies within the same system that they can connect with. Because I think a huge piece for a franchise owner is just like connect, right? Yep. And all of those things. And where, I mean, you talk about the uniforms and the embroidery, right? That's until people get into this, you don't realize how huge that is, right? I'm like, I've got my Franchising 101 yep. podcast shirt.
Exactly.
I've got my cup, my kids wearing the sweatshirt, right? Those type of things. And then you connect with business owners, just connecting with one another is huge. And if it's under the same umbrella, United Franchise Group, same core values, same team leadership, all those things, that's really powerful for newer franchises.
Well, it is, Tim. And I'll tell you that this happens every week for us, that we're seeing more and more of these kind of stories. That I had a Great Greek open up and he said he had his biggest day. It was the second week and he had his biggest day on Wednesday. And I said, well, what happened on Wednesday? We were talking. Did you get a big catering order? Did you get a big, you know, like what happened? And he said, yeah, the Signorama brought his 30 employees in for lunch. Okay. So, you know, When you get something like that, it makes such a difference in everybody supporting everyone. So it's not just us supporting our franchise owners. It's the system. It's the franchisees supporting each other. And they know, hey, they've got a sister company in that area or that town. Yep. They've been working together for 30 years. I mean, Signorama does work with other Signoramas and they have them do installs in Sydney, Australia, or in London, England, or Toronto, or all over the world, and for that matter. And they work very closely with the brand that they're in. But this is taking it of another further step to the UFG ecosystem, to getting them to work with all of our brands.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. I love that. And so all your kind of a, maybe a broad question, but all your experience in franchising and then seeing all your owners in your different brands. And you said, I think 1600 locations around the world, right? And in 80 countries.
Yes.
Can you name quickly all 80 countries? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I can't. And I haven't been to all of them either, Tim. So, I mean, but I have been to a lot of them. Okay. And, but I would share with you that as an organization, our international side has really, really expanded and grown over the last 15, 20 years. And it's a big part of our business. We have over 200 franchisees in Australia. And so you start to look at this and you start breaking it down and 100 franchise owners in Canada and 60 owners in France and another 50 owners in South Africa. And you start having all these pockets of franchise owners all over the world. You get a real good insight to what's going on around the world and how well the business does in there. But we're also very, very diversified. So if we have I don't want to say a recession or slump times in the United States at any given time, in Australia, they probably not having a slump. Okay. And so, you know, and vice versa. And so we can work off of each other in that regard.
That's awesome. And I think maybe Australia, if there's a tropical country where you've got locations, maybe Ray, we do this again, but we do it on location. Like,
okay. No, not a problem.
Yeah.
Not a problem. It was just funny you say that. I was just in the end of last year, I was in Hawaii with our $1 million circle, which is all of our franchise owners that hit over $1 million in sales. We have what we call the $1 million circle. And we get together. We usually pick a terrible spot. This year was Hawaii, right? And we spend 3 days and really there's no rules. Okay. We have dinner together. We have a lot of fun together. Really the only thing that we say is let's not spend a lot of time on business. Let's enjoy each other's company. And we end up spending a lot of time on business and enjoy each other's company. Yeah. But look, I was in a pool, you know, with hats on and we're all standing there in beautiful view and incredible with about 10 different franchise owners. And we're just kicking around ideas on hiring employees and ideas on marketing and what's the latest or what's the best app that you've downloaded or the best book that you've read in the last year. And what, you know, what book changed your life and, you know, all kinds of neat things that we're going over. And when you get high volume franchise owners that are thinking in the same direction like that, it's extremely powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's awesome. And so think of franchise owners in general, whether it's your brands, others you've seen over the years, is there one or two kind of traits that's just in general that you think make somebody a great franchise owner?
Wow, that's a great question, Tim. And I think that really depends on the business. Every business is a little different for different franchise owners. So literally you're talking to someone that grew up in franchising. So I believe that there's a franchise out there for everyone. Okay. Yeah. Not that they're going to be one of our 10. Okay. But you know, everybody's a little different. And so I think that if you said what makes the best franchise owners, they're the ones that follow the program. They are not afraid to ask questions. We get our best ideas from our franchise owners, so we're not looking for robots. Some brands are looking for robots. They are looking for people not to ask questions, okay? So we're more entrepreneurial in our approach to franchising. But we get our best ideas from our franchise owners, and they work really hard, and they communicate. And so, you know, how big they are, how small they are, you know, the color of their skin, their backgrounds, we have them from all walks of life. It doesn't really matter. And so what I would just tell you is they're usually good communicators with us, their staff, the vendors, the customers. They're good communicators. They work hard and they follow the program.
And I love that because I think so many times, and I know you've seen this over the years, is people from the corporate world, right? They're like, I've always been in this industry, therefore I need to start a franchise in that industry. And that's usually not even remotely the case, right? You're not the, you don't need to be the, my analogy I always said, like, you could be the biggest slob on the planet and own a cleaning franchise, right? Yep. It's follow the plan, work hard. And again, I love the communication piece because you just, again, that's some way, shape or form, whether it's customers and staff and the community, that pride of ownership, like you were talking about with other owners, being able to just communicate, collaborate, share ideas. So I love
that. I think, Tim, that's 100% right there. The area that I would kind of put over to the side would be the food business. I think that food is kind of special. All right. And I think that people that get into, you know, running, or you don't go from no food experience to running a restaurant. You have to either have worked in a restaurant or have people that, you know, managers or people that have done that. But in the most part, you need some experience in that area. The other businesses, you know, we can kind of start to mix and match, like, are you more work with your hands type of person, or are you more a salesperson that's transactional? Now, if you're transactional, this business might be better for you, or this business might be better for you. And if you're more, you know, how organized are you? And you know, you can get to kind of, and I don't have to tell you, that's your business, but, you know, kind of mixing and matching between these prospects and people that are looking at the business. And the neat part for us is we've got unitedfranchisegroup.com, and people can go to that website and they can look at the different brands that are all attached to our website and kind of picture themselves. You know, they know themselves better than anyone, certainly better than you or I that are meeting them one or two times and saying hi and getting to know them. Or I think, you know, they're going to have to make a determination. Is this something that I could picture myself doing? Is this something that I would be proud to run? And, you know, again, it really depends on the individuals and what they're looking for. If they're money motivated, which, you know, everybody's opening up a business to make money, but in the same breath, you have some people that really, really want to make a difference in their community or in their country. And they want to promote that business that will do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not a one size fits all. This is very personalized, individualized thing, right? Yep. So one other thing I really want to hear a little bit about, and I don't know that there's many things out there even remotely like this, but you guys have what's called the Titus Center for Franchising. And I think I got that name right. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're here in West Palm Beach, Florida, which is a smaller town. And I've been spending 36 years telling franchise owners they got to get involved in their community. They got to give back. You got to spend time in your community. And I kind of looked at myself and said, I'm giving them the right direction, but am I leading by example with this? And my wife and I basically came to the conclusion that we wanted to do a large give back and establish a franchising school at Palm Beach Atlantic University in West Palm Beach. Our oldest son graduated from there. It's a Christian private school, and we really believe in the people there and the business ethics and everything that the school stands for. Great president, President Schwinn, does a wonderful job. So we established this. I was able to get John Hayes to come and be the president and to run the Titus Franchise Center. And we teach students about franchising. And we were the first franchising school in the country to do this and offer this way. Now, there's several universities and several entrepreneurs that have followed and have done a great job in Tennessee and in Louisville and, you know, all over Babson College in Boston. So I want to really encourage, you know, every state, every successful franchise company to do this and to really make a difference in the franchising community. We're training them to be future employees for franchisees, future employees for franchise companies. But more importantly, we're training them to own and run their own franchise, to be their own boss. And I remember the day I made this announcement, there was a whole bunch of reporters and I got interviewed. And the first question, And not to say that the press is a little bit negative, but the first question from the press was, why do you want to invest in turning kids into flipping hamburgers? Right? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? That is so cynical. They don't need us to teach them how to flip hamburgers, but what they do need is we want to teach them how to own a McDonald's. We want to teach them what to do to own the franchise companies and to start their own businesses that we can right. turn into franchises. So we take a very, very strong approach in that regard. We've got a lot of students in that, and we do an internship here. We have about a dozen companies in West Palm Beach or more that take interns from Palm Beach Atlantic University, Sloan's Ice Cream to the Breakers Hotel to, you know, there are great companies that are taking BurgerFi or taking a lot of employees and interns from the Titus Franchise Center. So it's an awesome program. And for us, our oldest son and his wife, Laura, graduated from Palm Beach Atlantic University. And it's exciting to stay involved with PBA.
That's just absolutely awesome. Because I don't think there's really much out there. You know, we talk about trying to educate people on franchise ownership, but even just the industry in general, obviously, you know, we're kind of in the business of helping people become franchise owners, but the different pathways within franchising in general, right? You could be a great operations person or a marketing person, and maybe you get a job for United Franchise Group, right?
Correct.
Even little old Fran Coach, we've got a half a dozen employees that do a variety of different things. There's so many possibilities there, but just from that ownership perspective, it's so much more attainable than people realize.
Well, I think, look, if we can work with them as students in college and we can help put together a resume that will show that they're educated to franchising and that they interned at a couple different franchise companies.
Right.
And we have employees and people from these other companies, including United Franchise Group, that go on the resume as references and help them into the franchising world and really open their eyes to that. Between Dr. Hayes, myself, and so many other great board members, we have about 50 board members at the Titus Franchise Center that are mostly franchise companies and vendors and suppliers. And so it's great to be able to make such a good, positive influence on these kids and in for franchising.
Yeah, I think that is fantastic. So I love that. Next time I'm in South Florida, like can I swing by and take a look?
Absolutely, we would love to have you. We're also starting a franchising museum, Tim. So if you know of anybody or contacts out there that would like to put some things into the franchise museum, the John Hayes Franchise Museum that we're collecting for and putting together, and they're building a building for the business school at Palm Beach Atlantic.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. That is great. I love that, man. That is fantastic. And Rand, I know you are super busy, so we greatly appreciate your time joining us today. I'll kind of throw one last thing at you. Anything else you would want to share with everybody about United Franchise Group and your brands, franchising, but like total wide open, anything else you want to kind of share with us today?
Tim, I greatly appreciate spending the time here and want to give you major kudos for doing this podcast and getting the word out there. What I would share with you is that United Franchise Group is really diverse, really made up of entrepreneurs, and we benefit from each other greatly. And to see businesses that we have from Cinerama and Fully Promoted to VentureX and Transworld and to the Great Greek and John Smith Subs and Gray's Craze to Network Lead Exchange, which is really coming along. We've got about 60 franchise owners in that one already. And Prevere, which is our outsourcing franchise. Big business knows how to outsource, but small business doesn't really know how to do it. And so right. Prevere is really helping people do that on a local basis. So exciting times here. And we would love to work with you, Tim, and Fran Coach, and And anywhere down the road, I look forward to having a beer or getting together sometime somewhere along the line. Although I see in the background that you're an Air Jordan fan, that you're a fan there.
Well, that might be a Michael Jordan thing that I accidentally won at a silent auction. But then the rest of the stuff is Cubs stuff. I mean, so depending on how I kind of move. There's my kid. Okay. There's you my got wife. They're back there. The Cubs stuff is more prominent than my wife and my son, which maybe probably should flip that around just a little bit.
That's okay.
Fortunately, she doesn't listen to this, so it's all good. So it's no big deal. So
she gets too much of you anyway, so that's no problem, right?
Yeah, and she's been in this industry longer than me, so she didn't need to hear me talk about it. So
it's awesome, and it's great to meet you, Tim.
You as well, and thank you so much for your time. This has been fantastic. So I'm glad we were able to do that. And so thank you very much, Ray, for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. All right. And hey, for everybody else listening, thanks so much for joining us as always. If you want to learn more about franchise ownership, whether it's one of Ray's 10 fantastic brands or any of the 500 that we work with, reach out today, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Send us a message. There's never any fee for our service. So let's see what might be that fantastic fit for you. And let's help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody for joining us, and have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.